Good evening, GWA. This is Listening Always, and this is my response post to the erotic confessions that I did a couple of days ago. There was a bunch of people that said true, and only one person really that said false, which I think is funny. Something feels fishy. I don't know what exactly feels fishy, but it's all true. Every single word of that post was true. I can remember my first orgasm perfectly. I can remember the smell of the laundry detergent on the sheets. I can remember the angle of the sunlight through the blinds. I can remember the feel of the leather gag in my mouth. And it took me absolutely, completely by surprise. By that point, I had been having sex for 2.5 years, and I was just wondering if it was ever going to happen, if I was ever going to experience la petite mort, and that's all the French you're going to get from me because my language skills are nil. But I wasn't the smartest person, I guess, right after college. I went into my rebellious phase, and I decided that I would experience it, and by gosh darn it, I was going to go have an orgasm if it killed me, and I'm very glad it didn't. Hindsight's always 20/20, and if there are girls or boys out there thinking about playing with strangers, I would just caution you to be safe. I was safe. I was very safe. I got, most of the time, I got real names. oh my God, it sounds so bad when you say it out loud. But yes, most of the time I was safe. Most of the time there was at least one person that knew where I was and who I was meeting with. Most of the time. There was one time, well, we're not going to go there. But safe to say, the time that I'm not mentioning, that was the first time. Well, I suppose we could go into a second erotic confessions, maybe? Whatever. I'll just spill the beans. It's all true. I had met another gentleman online. This was near the end of my summer of fun when I must have played with several doms, probably 6 or 7, over the course of 4 months. And it was a very eye-opening experience. I figured out pretty quickly what I liked and what I didn't like. I figured out pretty quickly that I didn't like humiliation. I figured out pretty quickly that knife play scared the shit out of me. And I figured out pretty quickly that I liked exhibitionism. And I figured out pretty quickly that I liked sensation play. You know, flogging or scratching, biting. And I always knew from a long, long time ago that I really, really liked listening. I liked voices. I liked furtively masturbating while I was on the phone with my boyfriend at the time at 3 o'clock in the morning, hoping that my parents wouldn't hear, just desperate for those voices, for somebody to whisper into my ear, for somebody to just tell me exactly what they were going to do to me, or tell me exactly what they wanted me to do. And I am so amazed and aroused that I found GWA, and I wish I had found it years ago. It probably would have made a big difference with other things in my life, but alas, it was not to be. I was going somewhere with this, wasn't I? Oh yeah, my adventure when I didn't even know his real name. Okay, this was fun. Okay, so I must have been 24, 24 and a half, 25? No, definitely 24 and a half. And I started talking to this gentleman from New York City. And he never gave me his real name. He only gave me initials to call him, which for this audio, I'm going to say it's AJ. It was not AJ, but for this audio, I'm going to say it was, even though I don't know how I can protect an identity that I didn't know, but nonetheless. And I wanted to play with him so bad. I loved his voice. I loved the things that he said he was going to do to me. So one day I called out of work. I got on a train. I got to New York City. I met him outside of Grand Central Station, and we went, where did we go? He told me it was in the meat packing district, which now that I'm a little older and wiser, I'm not so sure that that's wasn't a pun at the time. I was probably a little more naive then. Oh, somebody emailed me, but sorry about that. But we got there, and there was a place where you could rent a hotel room by the hour. And he paid for it, but he wanted me to use my ID because he didn't want it to get back to his job. He said he was a journalist. I have no way of verifying that or not. But while we were in that room, he had me strip down. He did dirty, dirty, filthy things to me. He whipped me. He beat me. He put a hood over me and did sensory deprivation. He came all over my body. He didn't come inside me, which was very good at the time. And that point, I had 5 orgasms that afternoon, which was the record. It was a record for a very long time. But that was the first time. Ooh, I guess I could segue into the multiple orgasmic thing, but nah, some other time. But that was probably the most unsafe meeting I had. I didn't know his real name. I didn't know anything about him other than his voice and eventually the rest of him. And after putting me on the floor and putting headphones in my ears and playing music so that I could come back from a subspace world. I'm laying on a hotel floor that's paid by the hour with a blindfold on, just listening to music and trying to come back. And then he put me in a cab to go back to Grand Central. And I spent, you know, time on the train going home, and I must have looked completely, utterly blissed out, because I can remember these teenage boys at the time just sort of like whispering and looking at me, and all I could do was smirk and, you know, internally just think, you guys have nothing on me. You guys have no idea what a slut I am, that I just had amazing, I don't even know if you can call it sex, because it wasn't really sex, but it was an amazing session with this man who could put all of you to shame. But this is already much longer than I thought it was going to be. Oh my goodness, it's almost 10 minutes. I'm just going to throw in a quick thing for those who care. I love your messages. I love your comments. Everybody, every human, every person who has a soul is a little bit shy, a little bit self-conscious, a little bit scared. It doesn't matter how many times you record or how awesome you think you are or how awesome you pretend to be. You're going to be self-conscious. You're going to worry, oh my goodness, did I say the right thing? Or is this person going to think that I'm absolutely crazy? But everybody wants to be told that they're sexy. Everybody wants to be told that they're beautiful. Everybody wants to be told that they're amazing. So don't be afraid to PM me or comment. I did have some wonderful comments by users that apparently just deleted their accounts afterwards, and there was no need for that. They were beautiful, beautiful messages, and I cherish them, and I feel wonderful reading them. If you're going to proposition me, I will probably politely decline. Other than that, I welcome all your comments. I welcome everything. I've had such an amazing 2 weeks just being here. Sorry for the rambles. Sorry there's no orgasms in this one. There will be later. I'm just working on a couple of other projects at the moment, but I really appreciate everything you guys have done for me, and you don't even know the new confidence that I have in myself because of some of your comments, and I can't say thank you enough, and I'm looking forward to lots and lots and lots and lots of orgasms and lots and lots and lots of posts. So I'm not going anywhere. So thank you for welcoming me into your wonderful, wonderful heart, GWA. And I will see you later. This is Listening Always, signing off.